This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 24th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Panetta opens biological summit. California to boost rainy day fund. California sues EPA over clean air waivers. And wildfire disaster bill clears the House. California Representative Jimmy Panetta opened the Salinas Biological Summit yesterday by urging growers, researchers, and regulators to work together as agriculture shifts towards biological crop protection products. Panetta, who addressed attendees by video from Washington, said growers are facing persistent challenges from markets, labor, regulatory mandates, and Mother Nature, along with a shrinking supply of conventional pesticides. We're entering in to a new chapter in crop protection, Panetta said. This biotransition isn't simple, but it's important, and it comes with a tremendous and absolutely huge opportunity. He said adoption will require cooperation among growers, researchers, pest control advisors, and other agricultural stakeholders. Panetta also promoted his Plant Biostimulant Act, which would establish a uniform federal definition for plant biostimulants, create a consistent regulatory pathway to market, and encourage research into their potential benefits for soil health and crop production. The absence of a standard definition or clear regulatory framework currently makes it more difficult for producers to access the products, he said. The proposal passed in the House version of the Farm Bill and was on track for consideration in the Senate version. Panetta praised outgoing CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, the summit's keynote speaker, for her leadership on specialty crops and agricultural innovation. It's in Karen's collaborative spirit, Panetta said, that we must continue to work together. California leaders yesterday unveiled a constitutional amendment that would double the cap on the state's rainy day fund and require savings during revenue booms. The Save for California's Future Act, carried in ACA 20 by Assembly Budget Chair Jesse Gabriel, would raise the budget stabilization account's limit from 10 to 20% of fund tax revenues. It would also capture more revenue when capital gains and other asset-related taxes surge while preserving constitutionally guaranteed school funding. The measure would extend requirements to use certain funds to reduce state liabilities and broaden eligible debts to include school obligations and California's federal unemployment insurance loans. Governor Gavin Newsom, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, and Senate President Pro Tem Monique Lemoine said the changes would help protect schools, health care, and other services during downturns. The legislature is scheduled to vote tomorrow. A two-thirds vote in each house would send the amendment to voters. California is suing the Trump administration over an attempt to expose four longstanding clean air waivers to repeal by Congress. Attorney General Bob Bonta, Newsom, and the California Air Resources Board filed the case this week in a federal court in Washington, arguing the Environmental Protection Agency illegally reclassified the waivers as, quote, rules subject to the Congressional Review Act. The waivers cover greenhouse gas and broader emission standards for passenger vehicles, including advanced clean cars, one, as well as restrictions on pollution from small off-road engines such as lawn and garden equipment. California contends EPA has treated Clean Air Act waivers as agency orders, not rules, for more than 50 years. The state is asking the court to declare the reclassification unlawful and restore the previous status. Bonta warned the maneuver would produce, quote, more pollution, poorer air quality for Californians, and greater regulatory uncertainty. A bill to expedite emergency conservation program payments to producers whose land has been damaged by wildfires cleared the House yesterday with a 386-19 vote. It now heads to the president's desk for his signature. The bill initially introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, passed by the Senate in March, was prompted by devastating wildfires in her state this spring. It would expand eligibility for payments under ECP to cover damage from non-naturally caused wildfires where the destruction was spread by natural causes, or to cover any wildfire caused by the federal government. Producers could also receive an advance of 75% of replacement costs and 50% of repair restoration costs for farmland and conservation structures that need to be addressed immediately. Current law allows an advance of just 25%, which can only be used for fencing. The bill also would update the Emergency Forest Restoration Program by letting owners of non-industrial private forest land impacted by a natural disaster to receive an advance, something not allowed in the program, on cost-sharing payments for up to 75% of the cost of the emergency measures. The Agriculture Department yesterday announced it would open up proposals for up to $310 million in funding for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. RCPP, first authorized in the 2014 Farm Bill, allows private sector organizations and state governments to partner with the USDA for conservation projects meant to address issues at the landscape scale. These projects can span regions or watersheds like the Prairie Grasslands region or Chesapeake Bay watershed. According to a release, applications will be accepted through August 24th. Here's today's final word. The state cannot achieve equitable management of limited water resources by granting regulatory exemptions. That's the word of Cynthia Cortez, program manager at the environmental group Restore the Delta, urging lawmakers to reject a bill to extend the state water projects permit. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 24th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.